time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Florida lawmakers voted 67-50 in the state house to pass new firearms regulations, sending the bill to the governor's desk. After weeks of debate, they approved a bill that would impose a 3-day waiting period for most purchases of long guns, ban the possession or sale of bump stocks, raise the minimum age for purchasing guns to 21, and also includes millions of dollars to improve school security and to arm and train some school employees. State law enforcement would also get new powers to temporarily remove weapons from people deemed to be a risk, and there would be a new judicial process to remove guns and ammunition from people deemed a threat to themselves or others. Florida Governor Rick Scott reiterated his opposition to arming teachers Wednesday, but stopped short of threatening a veto. While lawmakers were finishing the debate in Tallahassee, a grand jury in Broward County Wednesday indicted the 19-year-old shooter on 17 counts of first-degree premeditated murder and 17 counts of attempted first-degree murder for the shooting at Stoneman Douglas High School. More breaking news on Wednesday evening from the New York Times about the Russia probe.
Times journalists Michael Schmidt and Maggie Haberman report President Trump spoke to witnesses about their conversations with special counsel Robert Mueller's team. Michael Schmidt, along with Haberman, write that according to three people familiar with these encounters, quote, the special counsel has learned of two conversations in recent months in which President Trump asked key witnesses about matters they discussed with investigators. In one episode, the president told an aide that the White House counsel, Don F. McGahn II, should issue a statement denying a New York Times article in January. The article said Mr. McGahn told investigators that the president once asked him to fire the special counsel, Robert S. Mueller. Mr. McGahn never released a statement and later had to remind the president that he had indeed asked Mr. McGahn to see that Mr. Mueller was dismissed, the people said. In the other episode, Mr. Trump asked his former chief of staff, Reince Priebus, how his interview had gone with the special counselor's investigators, and whether they had been nice, according to two people familiar with the discussion.
And from the Washington Post.
Sari Horowitz and Devlin Barrett write that Robert Mueller has, quote, gathered evidence that a secret meeting in the Seychelles just before the inauguration of Donald Trump was an effort to establish a back channel between the incoming administration and the Kremlin, apparently contradicting statements made to lawmakers by one of its participants, according to people familiar with the matter. In January 2017, Eric Prince, the founder of the private military company Blackwater, met with a Russian official close to President Vladimir Putin and later described the meeting to congressional investigators as a chance encounter that was not a planned discussion of U.S.-Russia relations. A witness cooperating with Mueller has told investigators the meeting was set up in advance so that a representative of the Trump transition could meet with an emissary from Moscow to discuss future relations between the two countries. The Post goes on to note that an associate of Eric Prince, Lebanese businessman George Nader, attended and helped organize the Seychelles meeting. Nader, for himself, has testified before a grand jury and is cooperating with the Mueller investigation.
The White House confirmed on Wednesday that Trump will exempt Canada and Mexico when he signs a proclamation on Thursday imposing tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. The proclamation will offer temporary relief to Canada and Mexico, reversing Trump's original insistence that measures apply to U.S. allies as well as nations like China. The exemptions could be extended based on progress in renegotiating NAFTA. The Stormy Daniels story is heating up again, as the adult film star says that Donald Trump's attorney got a restraining order in an attempt to stop her from speaking out about their alleged 2006 affair.
The real damning information, if true, is what happened little more than a week ago. The president's attorney tried yet again to silence Clifford on or about February 27, 2018. Mr. Trump's attorney, Mr. Cohen, surreptitiously initiated a bogus arbitration proceeding against Ms. Clifford in Los Angeles, the lawsuit says, in an attempt to intimidate Ms. Clifford into silence and shut her up. Clifford's lawyer included this so-called hush agreement in the lawsuit, saying it was written by Michael Cohen. It refers to Donald Trump under an alias, David Dennison, and Clifford under the name Peggy Peterson. According to the hush agreement, Stephanie Clifford came into possession of certain confidential information pertaining to DD, Trump's alias, which includes information, certain still images, and/or text messages. Michael Cohen goes on to write, included in those are images Donald Trump previously presented to his counsel to exist, i.e., text messages between PP and DD. In other words, Trump told his personal attorney about communications he was having with a porn actress. Clifford is now eager to talk and explain why she claims she was coerced into signing a false statement that the affair didn't happen. According to the lawsuit, any breach of the contract would mean Clifford would be obligated to pay the sum of $1 million. I got the
news. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.